在诗篇四十二篇、四十三篇，诗篇四十二篇，神啊，我的心切慕你，如露切慕溪水。我的心可想神，就是永生神。我几时得朝见神呢？我昼夜以眼泪当饮食，人不住地对我说，你的神在哪里呢？我从前与众人同住，用欢呼称赞的声音领他们到神的殿里，大家守节。我追想这些事，我的心极其悲伤。我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因他笑脸帮助我，我还要称赞他。我的神啊，我的心在我里面忧闷，所以我从约旦地、从黑门林、从米撒山纪念你。你的瀑布发声，深渊就与深渊响应，你的波浪洪涛漫过我身。白昼耶和华必向我施慈爱，黑夜我要歌颂祷告赐我生命的神。我要对神我的磐石说，你为何忘记我呢？我为何因仇敌的欺压时常哀痛呢？我的敌人辱骂我，好像打碎我的骨头，不住地对我说，你的神在哪里呢？我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因我还要称赞他，他是我脸上的光荣，我是我的神。诗篇四十三篇。神啊，求你伸我的冤，向不前进的国为我辩屈，求你救我脱离诡诈不义的人，因为你是赐我力量的神，为何丢弃我呢？我为何因仇敌的欺压时常哀痛呢？求你发出你的亮光和真实，好引导我，带我到你的圣山，到你的居所，我就走到神的祭坛，到我最喜乐的神那里。神啊，我的神，我要弹琴称赞你。我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因我还要称赞他，他是我脸上的光荣，是我的神。
Today's Bible reading comes from Psalms chapter 42 and 43. As the deer pants for the streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food, day and night. While you people say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One. With shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will praise him, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me, therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep, in the roars of your waterfalls, all your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day the Lord directs his love, at night his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony, as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, where is your God? Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Vindicate me, my God, and plead my cause against an unfaithful nation. Rescue me from those who are deceitful and wicked. You are my God, my stronghold. Why have you rejected me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? Send me your light and your faithful care. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. Then I will go to the altar of the God, to God, my joy and my delight. I will praise you with the lyre. O God, my God, why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God.
感谢神，我们今天很高兴能够请到墨尔本神学院中文部的余翠传老师来到我们中间讲道。他今天讲到的题目是信心与环境的搏斗。我们有请我们的余老师。
各位弟兄姐妹们，大家平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
今天很高兴能够跟大家一起来敬拜神。
Today I'm very happy to worship God with everyone today.
我有一次在中信月刊里面看见一篇这样的见证。
Once I read a testimony in a magazine.
这个叫做林宝长的姐妹的见证。
It's a testimony by Sister 明宝长。
医生宣布她得了肠胃癌。
And she announced that she got stomach cancer.
她描述说，当她听见的时候，她的感受。
She described her feelings as she received this news.
她说我听见了，当场扼在那儿。
She said that she heard something criticizing her.
手足无息，我吓呆了。为什么？
I was scared. I said why?
为什么神要让这样的事情发生在我身上呢？
Why did God let this happen to me?
难道我就这样完了吗？
Is this how I'm going to end?
我现在极度自哀自怜的情景中。
Now I'm in a state of self-pity.
终日以泪洗脸。
And I'm washing my face with my tears.
更甚的是对癌及死亡的威胁感到恐惧。
I'm fearful of the death that faces me.
我祷告，我不停地呼求主的帮助。
I pray and I constantly ask for God's help.
但是我得不到回应。
Except I do not receive a reply.
天地何等广阔。
How great is the world and the earth.
却无我容身之地。
But there is no place for me here.
他的最后这一句话我铭记在心。
This last phrase I remember clearly in my heart.
这句话让我很清楚地感受到他心里的那种很深的痛苦和孤单感。
This really makes me feel her loneliness and her pain in her heart.
天地何等的广阔，却无我容身之地。
How great and wide this world is, but there is no place for me here.
不知道在座的弟兄姐妹们，有多少人曾经有过这种感受？
I don't know if any brothers or sisters here today once felt this feeling before.
特别是事情不顺利的时候，
especially when things aren't going well.
接到坏消息的时候，
when you receive bad news.
或不担心的时候，
or when things, bad things keep happening.
被爱人拒绝或者事业失败的时候，
when you've been rejected by a loved one or your work is failing.
觉得自己在宇宙当中是何等的孤单。
And you feel so lonely in this world.
好像自己被整个宇宙所拒绝了。
As if you've been rejected by this world.
其实人生在世没有几样东西可以保证的。
Actually, in this life, there's not many things that can be guaranteed.
但是有一样东西我可以大胆地保证你。
But there's one thing I can guarantee you.
就是你活在这世上一定会碰到的就是苦难。
Is that you will definitely face hardships in this lifetime.
有一些人面对的苦难特别多，有一些人比较少。
Some people face more hardships, and some people don't face as many hardships.
有些人的苦难比较大，有些人的比较小。
Some people have greater hardships, and some people don't.
但是没有几个真正活过的人可以对苦难免疫的。
But there's no one who is immune to hardships in this lifetime.
那诗篇四十二跟四十三篇就是诗人在苦难当中写出来的两首诗。
Psalms 42 and 43 is a psalm written.Whilst facing hardships,
我们看见他的心情的时候，我们感觉到他面对一种非常非常深的伤痛。
As we read this, we can see that she is facing very deep pain.
应该在人生的狂风暴雨当中
should be in a time of great hecticness.
那诗人他的心情起伏不定。
The author's emotions are all very up and down.
有的时候高，有的时候低。
Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad.
有的时候是赞美，有的时候是在诉苦。
Sometimes it's in praise and sometimes it's in agony.
这两篇诗篇呢，就很巧妙地描绘出诗人的信心跟环境在搏斗。
In these two psalms, it very detailedly describes the battle between one's faith and one's environment.
这些信心跟环境的血腥之战，应该是我们信主的人再熟悉不过的了。
The battle between one's faith and one's environment is something every Christian will face.
甚至有的时候是我们几乎每一天都要面对的。
And something that we might even face every day.
当我们打开圣经的时候，我们发现到圣经不是永远唱凯歌的。
As we open the Bible, we see that it's not always singing happy songs.
我们看到就算最敬畏神的一个人大卫。
Even the person who praised God the most, David.
他在诗篇里面有许多时候是哀歌。
In Psalms, the Psalms that he's written, a lot of the times it is written in agony.
我们看见跟随神的道路不是永远唱凯歌，天天唱凯歌。
We see that the route following God isn't one that's always singing happy songs.
甚至很多时候是哀歌。
But it is often songs of agony.
这两篇诗篇可能是大卫写的。
These two psalms might have been written by David.
有人说是在亚沙龙，他被亚沙龙他的儿子追杀的时候写的。
We sometimes say it's when he wrote it while his son was chasing him.
后来给可拉的后裔唱的殉悔诗。
And it's a song of agony for sons of Korah.
但是也不一定，我们不知道到底真正的作者是谁。
But it may not be like this. We don't know who the author definitely is.
但是这两篇诗篇在我们眼前。
But these psalms are written for us.
我们今天来思想这两篇诗篇。
Today we are to have think about these psalms.
看看诗人他得胜环境的秘诀在哪里。
We want to know the secret for him to be victorious over his environment.
首先，我们先来看诗人他到底面对的是怎么样的一种的苦难。
First, we have to look at what type of hardships this author is facing.
我们看见他的苦难好像有两层。
We see that he has two levels of hardships.
一个是内在的，一个是外在的。
One is internal, one is external.
我们先来看他内在的苦难。
First, look at his internal hardships.
似乎在他的描述里面，他内心有一种空缺感。
In his description, his internal has an empty feeling.
他说第四节，我从前与众人同往，领他们到上帝的殿里，大家用称呼称颂的声音守节。我追想这些事，我的心极其的悲伤。
In verse 4 it says, these things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go with the multitude leading the procession to the house of God, with shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festive
songs. 如果你有圣经的话，你可以打开起来看。
If you have a Bible, please open and read with us.
这里他提到往事，从前。
Here he mentions the past.
我们说往事不堪回首。
We say 往事不堪回首。
It's sometimes very hard to remember our past. 就是我们的过去，有的时候，回想的时候会让我们相当的悲伤哈。
Yeah, sometimes when we think of our past, it makes us feel very painful.
其实作者的过去，他这里描述的是非常荣耀的过去。
But we see that the past of this author is a very glorified past.
他说很喜乐的守节到神的殿里，跟众人一起敬拜神。
He said that he goes with the multitude in shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festivities.
那为什么他想到这些事情的时候，他会心中极其悲伤呢？
But why does he, when he thinks of these things, he's sorrowed in his heart?
很可能就是他现在已经不能再做这件事情了。
It is greatly because now he cannot do these things.
所以他说不定现在流亡在外。
Right now he might have been out of his homeland.
他遇到不幸被赶住。
He might have been chased out of his house.
他逃亡离开家。
He might have escaped and run away from home.
不能够在神的殿里守节。
He can no longer hold the festivities in God's temple.
不能够跟家人同胞一起敬拜神。
He's unable to praise God with his family.
如果真是大卫写的诗，
If this is written by King David,
是当他被亚沙伦他自己的亲生儿子赶出皇宫的时候的经历。
It's the it might have been the experience of his own son, chasing him out of his temple.
我们知道，孩子对父母的背叛，对父母会产生极大的伤痛。
We know the pain of a child betraying a parent.
如果真是这样的话，你可以想象大卫这个时刻心中的疼痛。
If it is really like this, we can really feel David's pain.
但是在这个时刻呢，我们发现了大卫最想念的不是他在皇宫当中的荣华富贵。
But as we see in this time, we see that David isn't wanting his kingdom or his royal palace back again.
或者他高高在上的皇位和权力。
He doesn't want his power or his position as king.
他最想的是能够没有拦阻的 到神的殿里来敬拜神。
What he wants most is to be unrestricted and to praise God in his temple.
所以第二节我们看到他说神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。
In verse 1 and 2 we see that as a deer panteth for the stream is water, my soul pants for you, O God.
他说我的心刻想上帝，就是永生上帝，我几时可以朝见神呢？
He says, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God, and when can I go and meet with God?
从第二节跟第四节这里所描述的伤感和渴望。
From the verse 1 and 2 and verse 4, his pain and his plea that he wants,
应该可能让我们猜测他的情况可能有两种。
That we can guess that he might be going through two situations.
第一个，他很可能可想更好的敬拜神。
First, he wants to worship God more and better.
更健康全备和众人一起的敬拜。
To have a more fulfilled worship with his people.
但是如果是大卫写的
But if King David wrote this psalm,
有点不太可能。
It's not really possible.
因为大卫从小在旷野牧放群羊。
Because King David was a shepherd when he was younger.
他知道他在旷野，他不需要到神的殿里，他都能够亲近神。
He knows that in the wilderness he can still praise God without being in his temple.
所以他的情况很可能是第二种。
But so his situation is most likely the second one.
就是他面对灵性的低潮。
Is that he is facing a spiritual low.
他可能生活当中遇到困难问题。
Maybe in his life he is facing hardships or problems.
使他觉得看不见神。
To cause him to not see God.
好像神远离他了。
As if God is far away from him.
所以他渴慕神如鹿渴慕溪水，神到哪里去了？
So he panteth for God as if the deer panteth for the water.
其实我们在面对苦难的时候，常常会这种感觉，神离开我们了。
As we face hardships, we often feel that where is God? God has left us.
我们感觉神安静了，他不跟我们说话。
We feel that God is quiet and he's not talking to us anymore.
其实神从来没有离开过我们。
But God has never left us.
但是作为人，我们常常会有这种感觉。
But as people, we often have this feeling.
诗人是一个爱神的人。
This author of the psalm is someone who loves God.
他追求的不是礼仪式的敬拜。
What he desires for isn't the ritualistic worship.
不是物质的享受。
Isn't the things of the earth.
乃是神本身。
But is God himself.
所以第二节那里他的渴慕是很清楚的。
So in verse 1 and 2 we can see that his desire is very strong.
他说他渴慕神如鹿切慕溪水。
He says that he thirsts for God as if a deer pants for the water.
当我们在思想这个诗篇的时候，
As we think about this psalm,
我们也可以反思，我们有否像诗人这样渴慕神到这个地步呢？
We must reflect on whether we thirst for God as much as this author does.
我们有没有曾经想到？就是想神想到一个地步，没有见到神，就让我们的心情非常的低落呢。
Have we had the feeling that we want to feel God, want to see God to the point where if we don't, we reach a very spiritual low?
我们知道没有东西可以填满我们心中的那个空缺，只有神。
We know that nothing else can fulfill this void in our hearts except for God.
只有他对我们说话，我们才能得到满足。
Only God speaking to us can we be fulfilled.
这种对神的思念，对我们的灵性是好的。
This kind of feeling towards God is good for our spiritual life.
但是对我们的情感是非常痛苦的。
But it is very painful for our emotions.
这是一种甜蜜的痛苦。
This is a sweet kind of pain.
那对今天我们这些可以随时来到神的殿来敬拜神的人
，As people today that we can come to God's house to praise Him at any time，
我们的反思是什么呢
？What is our reflections？
有多少时候我们觉得只要我能够星期天到教会
？How often do I think that if I only come to church on Sunday，
见到牧师传道人
，and that I see pastor，
见到弟兄姐妹们
，I can see my brothers and sisters，
我就够了。
That's enough.
真的够了吗？
Is that really enough?
你渴慕在这里也见到神吗？
Do you really pant to see God today?
总之，诗人得了一个很严重的相思病。
But the author has a very serious case of homesickness.
他想家，他想亲人朋友。
He is homesick for his family and his friends.
但是最重要，其实他是在想神。
But most importantly, he misses God.
他想神想得非常的严重。
He misses God very deeply.
所以第四节那里说他心极其的悲伤。
So in verse 4 it says that he pours out his soul.
第五节他忧闷烦躁。
He said that I am so disturbed and I am irritated.
但是他的痛苦呢，其实还有更深一层。
But his pain actually has a deeper level.
第三节描述他昼夜以眼泪当饮食。
In verse 3 it says, my tears have been food day and night.
我不知道你们有没有经历过伤感的事情，让你真的是很痛苦的流泪。
I don't know if you've experienced anything so painful that you cry out of pain.
但是你在流泪的时候，你没有像他这样以眼泪当饮食了。
But have you ever been in such pain where your tears have been your food?
我也是一个情感相当丰富的人。
I'm also a quite emotional person.
我发现我越老越爱哭了。
I feel like as I get older, I like to cry more.
但是我还没有像他哭到以眼泪当饮食的这种地步。
But I have not cried to the point where my tears have been my food.
为什么？
Why?
我们发现到他不只是心有一个空缺，他的心生病了。
We can see that not only is his heart empty or his heart is sick,
他还有另外一个更大的痛苦与这个病一起来。
He is facing a greater pain that is with this sickness.
他心中的这个失落感，这种灵性的低潮
，this kind of low in his spiritual life,
只是一半的故事而已。
Is only half of the story.
他还要面对外面来的压力。
He still has to face the pressure from the external environment.
所以他第二个难处是从外来的压力。
So the second hardship is the external pressures.
什么压力呢？
What type of pressure?
第三节，第十节。
In verse 3 and verse 10,
我们看到他提到敌人来的压力。
We can see that the pressure that comes from the enemies.
敌人辱骂他，嘲笑他。
The enemies taunt him.
然后第43章第一节第二节，我们看见他被冤枉，他被欺压。
And then we see in chapter 43 verse 1 and 2 we see that he's been pressured and oppressed.
特别在第42章那里第三节跟第十节。
Especially in chapter 42 in verse 3 and verse 10,
他讲到他的敌人是不住地欺压他。
He said that his enemies are taunting him all day long.
不住地嘲笑他。
All day long taunting him.
不是一次。
Not only once.
是没停的。
But non-stop.
问他说你的神在哪里啊？拿出来给我看吧。
Ask him, where is your God? Bring him out to me.
你不是说你的神是无所不在的吗？
Didn't you say your God is with you everywhere?
你不是说你的神是无所不能的吗？
Didn't you say your God is almighty?
现在他为什么不救你呢？
Now why isn't he saving you?
你不是说你的神是慈爱的吗？
Didn't you say your God is all loving?
现在他为什么让你受苦不理你了？
Then why is he making you suffer and leaving you?
你不是说神祝福信靠他的人的吗？
Didn't you say God doesn't leave his faithful servants?
现在你为什么这么落魄潦倒呢？
Then why are you so low and so broken?
这个敌人在他耳边不停地
These enemies keep taunting him all day long.
这让我想起我们有一个敌人。
This makes me think of something, someone.
撒旦是我们的敌人。
Satan is our enemy.
在一些弟兄姐妹的心里，我发现了他确实是这样不停地控告他们。
In some brothers and sisters, we know that I can feel that Satan is taunting them all day long.
启示之前我们看见诗人心中有空虚感。
Then we can see this in this psalm, the author has a very empty feeling.
是他感觉不到神的同在。
That he can't feel God's presence.
你说他自己会不会也想到这些问题呢？
Do you think that he doesn't also think of these problems?
你想他自己不会问神说神啊，你到哪里去了？
Don't you think he'll ask God where are you?
他不会问神说神啊，你不是慈爱的，你怎么不救我呢？
Then why wouldn't he also ask God, aren't you all loving? Why don't you save me?
那现在呢？这些问题不是从他心里发出而已。
Now these problems aren't only from his own heart,
那是从敌人的口中
but also from the taunting of his enemies.
敌人现在不 住地问他说你的神在哪里。
The enemy is not stop asking you, where is your God?
就是在挖他最痛的地方。
It is what he feels the most pain from.
其实他心已经在受伤流血了。
Actually, his heart is already bleeding.
现在好像别人在上面再多插几刀。
It's like someone else has got a knife and stabbed him a few more times.
就像一个人生意已经失败，很落魄潦倒了。
Just like a person's business is already falling apart.
如果他的家人能够给他安慰鼓励的话，他还可以啊。
If his family members give him a bit of encouragement, he might be able to do better.
但是却在他生意失败的时候，他还要遭到自己爱人瞧不起他。
But when his business are already falling apart, his family loved ones are already taunting him instead.
有的时候我们自己被人讲。
Sometimes when we've been criticized by other people,
我们自己可能还撑得住受得了。
We might be able to face it and hold ourselves up.
但是如果是我们深爱的人被人批评。
But if it's someone who we deeply love is being criticized,
可能我们的心会更伤痛。
But we might be more hurt because of this.
那诗人好像也是这个样子。
The author of this psalm is like this.
他非常的爱神，我们刚刚看见。
He loves God so much as we read.
他非常的渴慕神。
He really thirsts for God.
这时，人来嘲笑他最爱的神。
At this time, his enemies are taunting what he loves most.
批评他的神。
Criticizing his God.
我们可以想象他的心痛。
We can understand the pain that he is going through.
也许嘲笑他本人还没有这么痛。
Taunting him himself might not be that painful.
嘲笑他的神，说他的神是假的。
But taunting him and saying that his God is fake
是无用的。
Is useless.
不可靠的，真等残忍的话。
Is so unreliable and
好像一把一把的刀。
As if a knife is stabbing him over and over.
不只插到他的肉里。
Not only stabbing into his flesh.
而且深深的插到他的骨头里去了。
But deep into his bones.
使他真的心如刀割。
To feel as if his heart is being stabbed.
所以我们看见诗人的描述就是这样的深刻哈。
So we see through the author's description, it is very deep.
第三节他说我昼夜以眼泪当食物。
In verse 3 it says, my tears have been food, my food day and night.
第十节他说我敌人辱骂我，好像敲碎我的骨。
In verse 10 says, my bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me.
有没有注意到？
Have you noticed?
当他形容他自己的心情的心里的痛苦心里的空缺的时候
As he describes the pain in his heart and the emptiness inside of himself
他用的字眼是一般的等级的
When he uses a normal description
他讲到他的心忧闷烦躁
He says that his heart is irritated
但是当他形容别人批评他的神的时候他用的字眼是特别等级的
But when he describes and his enemies taunting his God, it's a next level type of description.
他说他以眼泪当饮食。
He says my tears are my food.
好像敲碎他的骨头。
My bones suffer mortal agony.
再次让我们看见诗人心中的最爱在哪里。
And now we can see who the author's great love is.
诗人现在面对的苦难是双重的。
The pain that the author's facing is double layered
是内忧加上外患
It's the internal pains and the external taunting
当我们看到人类的经历的时候
As we see the experiences of people
多数人只要面对一个层面的苦难是可以承受得了的
Most people who face one level of hardships we can burden it
比如说如果我心里有空缺但是我外面还是有鼓励我是可以承受得了的
For example, if I'm feeling empty inside but I have encouragement from my environment I can burden this
或者我外面受人批评但是我的自信心强大我还是可以受得了的
Or I've been criticized for my environment but I'm very strong internally I can also burden this
但是当双面夹攻的时候就是很多人崩溃的时候
But when both internal and external problems are facing at the same time often this causes people to break down
就很多人面对这种的情况
跌倒，是崩溃了。
A lot of people, because facing these types of problems, they causes them to break down.
我看到一个统计数字说，每年有100万人自杀。
I saw a statistic that about 1 million people suicide every year.
平均来说，意思说每40秒钟就有一个人自杀。
So on average, every 40 seconds there.One person suicides.
如果你想象我们每个星期天坐在这里听到，如果是四十分钟的道，就有多少人已经在我们听到的过程选择自杀了？
Through our service on Sundays, maybe as you listen to a preaching's 40 minutes, can you imagine how many people have chosen to take their own life?
很多这些人就是面对内忧加上外患的攻击，他们放弃了。
It is often because they face internal and external painsthat they give up on themselves.
当我们看统计的年龄的时候，发现到最多的是青少年人。
We see that the statistics shows that most of these people who commit suicide are youth.
从国家来说呢，最高的是韩国。
The highest percentage is Korea.
第二是中国。
Second is China.
第三是印度。
Third is India.
我们可以很难可以想象啊，这些孩子们，年轻的孩子们，他们面对的心灵加上外在的压力。
It's very hard for us to imagine the amount of pressure, internal and externally, that these youth face.
但是我们来到这个诗篇的时候，我们再来看诗人就在这种几乎使人崩溃的这种压力之下，他是怎么胜过的？
But as we see in this psalm, we can see how the author was victorious under all this pressure.
那诗人的超越之道在第五节我们开始看见。
We can see his victoriousness in verse 5.
这场战斗第一回合的胜利在第五节这里。
Yeah, we can see where he begins to be victorious in verse 5.
第一到第四节充满了问号和哀伤。
From verse 1 to verse 4, it's full of questions and pain.
但是第五节开始有了转机。
But in verse 5, there is a change.
有赞美的声音了。
There is a voice of prayer.
然后第五节一直到第八节，他的心情好像高山行。
From verse 5 to verse 8, we can see that his emotions is increasing.
那原因在哪里呢？秘诀在哪里呢？
What is the secret and what why?
这里我们看见他开始仰望神。
We see that here he puts his hope in God.
他知道神必帮助他。
He knows that God will help him.
他知道不止帮助他，神还要用笑脸来帮助他。
He said not only helping him, but helping him with a smile.
用笑脸来帮助是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
就是讲到神要亲自来拯救。
Is that God himself will save him.
神自己要出面来帮助他。
And that God himself will go and help him.
不是派一个天使来帮助他。
Isn't to send an angel to help him.
是很给面子的拯救。
But it is very worthy save.
所以和本修订版把它翻成这里，神是我当面的拯救。
As we can see that God is his own savior. He himself will save.
意思说他知道他要见到神。
Is that he knows that he will face God.
仰望神能够使叹息变为歌声。
To put your hope in God, you will change your sighs into voices of song.
使我们的问号变成赞美。
To change our questions into praise.
请从第五节开始。
From verse 5,
我们看见作者的心情在爬楼梯。
We can see that his emotions are increasing.
第六节这里道出了他得胜的秘诀。
In verse 5, we can see the secret behind his victory.
第一，他自我反省。
First, he reflects on himself.
第五节上半段那里，我们看见他对自己说话，他说：“我的心呐，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？”
In the first half of verse 5, it says, "Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me?"
在这里，我们看见诗人一个人好像变成了两个人。
We see here that the author seems to turn into two people.
他自己跟自己对话。
He is talking to himself.
他的信心跟他的恐惧好像在喝咖啡，在彼此交谈。
His faith and his fears seem to be communicating to each other.
他在问自己，眼前的困难要存到永远吗？
He asks himself, is the troubles ahead, is he going to face forever?
敌人的攻击是真相的描述吗？
Is the taunting of his enemies, is this an accurate description.
为什么这么不快乐呢？
Why is he so sorrowful?
为什么心里这么没有力量呢？
Why does his heart have no strength?
当他在问自己的时候，
As he's asking himself,
诗人在寻找他忧郁的原因，
He's asking himself why he's sorrowful.
就好像 GPS 哈，导航器，在我们迷路的时候，导航器在那里寻找到底我们现在的方向定位在哪里。
Just as when we are lost while we're driving, our GPS is searching for where we are.
但这个定位呢，必须先定下来。
We must first know where we are,
才能够找到正确的出路。
To be able to know how to get out of our lost state.
那接下来呢，第五节的下半段，他开始自我提醒。
In the second half of verse 5, he starts to remind himself.
他对自己说，应当仰望神，我还要称谢他，我当面的拯救。
He writes that, Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God.
从他的答案里面，我们可以知道他的问题在哪里了。
From this answer, we can tell where his problem occurred.
他发现了他的心情为什么如此的低落。
We can see why his emotions are so low.
他的问题就在于他缺乏仰望神。
His problem is because he did not put his hope in God.
困难和痛苦最自然的作用就是常常把我们太多的注意力放在这些痛苦和困难之上。
The most natural way when we are going through pain is we put all our attention onto the pain.
比如说我如果腰不疼的话。
For example, if my back is hurting,
不疼
not hurting,
我完全没有留意到我的腰的存在
then I will not notice that there's anything there.
但是如果我腰疼的话，我会非常的去注意它的存在
But if my back is hurting, then I will constantly notice that my back is hurting.
那我们面对困难的时候
then when we're facing hardships,
常常就会让我们的焦点全部都放在这个困难上面
we'll put all our focus onto this hardship,
而忘记了其他的东西
we'll forget everything around us.
所以他找到他的问题
so he found his problem,
他把他太多的注意力放在这些困难痛苦上
he has put all his focus onto these hardships,
所以他心里忧闷烦躁
so his heart is disturbed and is irritated.
所以诗人提醒他自己两件事情。
So the author reminds himself two things.
第一，把眼光转向神。
First is to put your hope in God.
仰望神。
To put your hope in God.
转向充满阳光笑脸的神。
To put your hope in a God that is full of love.
不只把眼睛转向神，第二，我们看见他的口要打开来赞美神。
Not only to put your hope in God, but to praise Him.
他说他要称赞他。
He says that he will praise him.
当他的眼光从苦难转移来到神这里的时候
，As he focuses his eyes onto God,
他向神做了两件事情。
He did two things.
非常重要的两件事情。
Very important.
这里第六节上半段
，In verse 6,
他说：“我的上帝，我的心在我里面忧闷。
”He says, "My soul is downcast within me."
他向神做什么呢？
What did he do towards God?
他向神陈述心中的痛苦。
He put his pain onto God.
他之前是说我的心哪，你为什么忧闷？
He first asked his soul, why is his soul downcast?
他之前是问自己。
He asks himself first.
那现在他转向神的时候。
Now when he turns towards God.
他问神，我的神哪，我的心在我里面忧闷。
He asks God, he says, my heart is downcast.
他向神描述他的心情。
He describes his emotions to God.
第五节他对自己说话。但是第六节他对神说话。
In verse 5, he's talking to himself, but in verse 6, he's talking to God.
我们知道我们的神是我们最好的倾诉的对象。
We know that God is one who listens to us the best.
我们在痛苦困难的时候，我们要转向神。
When we are in pain, we must turn towards God.
我们要把神当成我们最好的朋友。
We must turn God into our best friend.
向他诉苦。
And talk to him.
你可以告诉神你任何的心情。
You can talk to him about any emotions that you have.
不要害怕神承受不了。
Don't be afraid that God cannot take it.
你心中如果对神有埋怨，你可以告诉他。
If you have any emotions or feelings towards God, you can tell him.
你心中如果对神有任何的愤怒，你也可以告诉他。
If you are angry towards God, you can also tell him.
你如果心中对神有任何的怀疑，你也可以告诉他。
If you have any doubts towards God, you can also tell him.
神可以承受得了。
God can take this.
其实他早在等待聆听。
But he's waiting to listen to you.
除了向神陈述他心中的痛苦，
God is able to take the pain in his heart.
除了向神陈述，
He's able to heal the pain in his heart.
Besides, telling God your pain, 接下来他纪念神。
He's able to remember God.
第六节下半段。
In the second half of verse 6,
他说，所以我从约旦底，从黑门岭，从米沙山纪念你。
He'll remember God from the land of Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar.
纪念神的意思就是敬拜神。
To remember God is also to praise him.
就是想起神的作为来称赞赞美他。
Is to remember what God did and to praise him and worship him.
得胜的秘诀就是在我们忧郁的时候，我们选择来敬拜他。
The secret to being victorious is through our pain we choose to worship and praise God.
不要等到苦难过去才敬拜他。
Don't wait until your hardship is over to praise and worship God.
你要选择在苦难当中就来敬拜赞美他。
You need to choose that within your hardship you must praise God.
让赞美引导你跨胜。
To praise God in order to reach victory.
有没有注意到作者他的环境没有改变？
You can see that the environment of the author has not changed.
这里的地名约旦地、黑门岭、米沙山就是他流浪的地方。
The land of Jordan, the heights of Hermon, the Mount of Mizar, the places that he's wandering.
他还是无家可归。
He doesn't have a home.
他继续在这个苦难当中。
Within his hardships.
但是在这苦难当中，他纪念神。
Within these hardships, he's able to remember God.
环境没有改变。
His environments have not changed.
但是他的心境改变了。
But his heart has changed.
其实影响人快乐的最重要的因素不是外面的环境。
What influences one's own happiness isn't your environment.
乃是我们内在的心境。
But your internal heart.
我们内在的品德。
Our character inside our hearts.
很多时候你会发现到一个人他可能环境很好。
We can often see that someone's environment may be very good.
住在澳洲这个最适合人居住的地方。
Like in Melbourne, the most livable city in the world.
环境非常的好。
The environment is very good.
可能拥有豪宅。豪车。
You might have a very big house or a very expensive car.
但是他的心情很不舒服，很不快乐。
But his heart is unhappy.
但是另外一个人
，he's but a different person.
他可能环境很恶劣。
His environment may be very aggressive.
但是他的心里丰富。
But his heart is fulfilled.
他会很快乐。
He's very happy.
所以耶稣的八福，其实前面七个福都是讲到内在的。环境。
So the Bible often writes about the internal state.
我们特别留意这一点。
We must remember this point.
作者虽然身处困境。
Although the author is going through hardships,
他却没有忘记神。
He didn't forget God.
他没有等到困难过去之后才来敬拜神。
He didn't wait until his hardships are over to worship God.
他得到力量。
He received strength.
他得胜的秘诀在于他在困难当中选择敬拜神。
The secret behind his victory is to worship God through his hardships.
然后第七到第十一节，让我们看见得胜的样子是怎么样的。
From verse 7 to verse 11, we can see what it is like to be victorious.
得胜的样子是，首先，其实他的心情还是会起伏不定的。
Actually, his emotions still are going up and down.
第七节描述说，你的瀑布发声，声音就与声音响应，你的波浪。红桃漫过我身。
In verse 7 it says, deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls, all your waves and breakers have swept over me.
作者在这里到底在描述什么东西呢？
What is the author describing here?
他不是心情很浪漫的在作诗。
His heart isn't very peaceful when he's doing things.
他是借着这些宇宙的声音来描述他心中的声音。
He is using the sounds of the nature to describe the sounds of his heart.
他描述他心中的恐惧和害怕。
He's describing the fear in his heart.
就好像瀑布发声，那种声势非常的可怕。
As if the sound of the roar of waterfalls.
又有如深渊的回音使人心里起寒。
And the waves and the breakers makes your heart anxious.
他描述他心中的恐惧和害怕，好像就要把他淹没了。
He describes that his fears and his anxiety is about to sweep over him.
如波浪洪涛漫过他全身。
As if waves and breakers have swept over me.
所以心情得胜的样子并不是一定是凯歌的。
So the emotions of being victorious isn't necessarily 100% peaceful.
有的时候你还是会感受到里面的恐惧，你还是会心情起伏的。
Sometimes you still feel the fear and your emotions are still very real.
但是呢，我们看见在这个过程当中，他顺服神的主权。
But we can see that here he is obeying God's authority.
所以第七节这里描述，他说是你的瀑布发声，你的波浪洪。
In this verse 7 says your waterfalls and your waves and breakers.
他把这些东西都归属于神，描述说这些是来自神的，这些苦难是来自神的。
He describes that these waterfalls and these breakers and these hardships are from God.
不是说神直接让他受苦。
Isn't that God is making him feel these hardships?
乃是苦难都是神所许可的。
But these hardships are allowed by God.
神许可他的心恐惧害怕。
He allows God for him to God allows him to feel fear.
他没有埋怨神。
He didn't hold this against God.
他知道神在他的生命当中做主。
He knows that God is the king of his heart.
他知道他生命和前途在神的手中。
He knows that his future is in God's hands.
就算这些恐惧，这些害怕。
Although that he fears and he has these anxieties,
也是在神的掌管当中。
It is still within God's control.
就是万事都互相效力，要叫爱神的人得益处。
Is that all of God's servants and who are faithful to God will receive righteousness.
第三点，我们看见得胜的样子，他心中相信神的慈爱。
In the third point is that his heart believes in God's love.
所以第八节前半段说到，百昼耶和华必施慈爱。
So in verse 8 it says, by day the Lord directs his love, at night his song is with me.
这里诗人在看环境、看困难的时候。
Here the author, as he sees his environment, his hardships,
但是他立刻又想到神的慈爱。
He's able to immediately think of God's love.
当他面对他自己心中的恐惧的时候，他立刻想到神的慈爱。
As he's facing the fears in his heart, he's able to immediately think of God's love.
我们看到作者的思想焦点不再是困难和环境了。
We can see that his focus isn't on the hardships of the environment,
乃是神的慈爱。
But it's God's love.
第四点，得胜的样子，他口中充满神的诗歌。
The fourth point is that whilst being victorious, heart is filled with praise for God.
所以第八节后半段，他说：“黑夜我要歌颂、祈祷赐我生命的上帝。”
So the second half of verse 8 says, "At night his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life."
诗歌成为他的祷告。
His praise has become his prayer.
当我们再看下去的时候
，As we keep reading,
我们发现哦，他可能还会再跌倒。
We see that he is still falling.
这是得胜的样子。
This is still the sight of victory.
在这信心与环境的斗争当中。
Within the battle of his faith and his
environment. 诗人得胜了一个回合。
The author is still victorious.
但是故事还没有结束。
But the story has not finished.
天气是晴朗了。
The environment still changes.
但突然又密云满布了。
But still,
The cloud, the dark cloud.
The dark cloud is still over in the sky.
漆黑一片.
It is still dark.
到底什么事情又发生了呢?
Don't know what is happening.
第9到第10节.
From verse 9 to verse 10,
我们看见诗人又被环境所胜了.
We can see that the environment is still overtaking him.
他说我要对上帝我的磐石说, 你为何忘记我呢?
Says,
我为何因仇敌的欺压时常哀痛呢?
In verse 9 it says, I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning oppressed by the enemy?
我们看见当他想到敌人的凶恶的时候，不知不觉的他又被环境所胜了。
As we see that he's oppressed by his enemy, he has been taken over by his environment.
现实是很冷酷的。
The reality is cold.
环境也常常叫人软弱。
The environment often brings people down.
环境常常会摧毁信心的傀儡。
The environment is often a stone in one's emotions.
刚刚生出来的信心又被环境打倒了。
As one's emotions has gone better, the environment has taken it down.
不知不觉他又失败了一个回合。
And once again he's failed.
但幸好诗人立刻发觉自己的软弱。
But then the author feels his own weaknesses.
所以十一节我们看见他又开始那个得胜的过程。
So in verse 11 we see he's victorious again.
他再一次问我的心哪，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？
He asks himself again, why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me?
再次他告诉他自己要仰望神。
He once again tells himself to put his hope in God.
所以他又再一次得胜。
So he once again is victorious.
只是这一次他的语气比上一次更加肯定了。
But now his tone is definitely more secure.
其实我们信心跟环境的搏斗当中，我们也是常常得胜失败。
But within the battle between our faith and our environment, it is often failure and victorious.
这是得胜的样子。
This is the sight of victory.
不是一劳永逸的。
Isn't
Once and forever victorious.
Only Jesus was only able to be once and victorious.
但是对我们来说，我们要经历这种心情起伏，有的时候还会失败。
But for us, we also face sometimes failures within our emotions.
但是呢，每一次得胜就是我们每一次转向神的时刻。
But every time we put our hope in God is when we are victorious.
然后在这信心跟环境的搏斗当中,
within the battle between our faith and our environment,
我们看见作者描述的就是我们今天可以同样经历的。
We can also experience the same thing the author is experiencing.
所以弟兄姐妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
如果你也在这一场争斗, 争斗当中,
if you are also in this battle,
有时得胜有时失败,
is also experiencing victory and failure,
不要失望,
do not be down,
坚持到底,
persevere to the end,
不要放弃,
do not give up.
诗人也是常常失败,
the author also is experiencing failure,
但是他没有放弃,
but he did not give up.
当他一发现自己被环境所胜的时候,
when he feels that he's been taken over by the environment,
他立刻仰望神,
he puts his hope into God.
而在这个过程当中,
and through this process,
我们看见他对神的认识更加的加深了,
we can know that he knows God more through this.
有个故事这么说道,
once a story said,
魔鬼有一个, 有一次在拍卖他的工具,
Satan was once selling his tools.
很多他用来攻击基督徒的工具。
A lot of tools that he uses to attack Christians.
第一个工具的名字叫做憎恨。
The first is called hate.
然后嫉妒。
And envy.
谎言。
Lies.
骄傲。
And proud. Pride.
在旁边呢，就有一个工具，看过去已经用了很多次，很旧了。
There is one tool that has been used many, many times.
但是看过去一点都不可怕。
But it doesn't look scary at all.
这个工具的标价是最高的。
This tool is worth the most.
这个工具叫什么名字呢？
What is the name of this tool?
叫做灰心。
It's called doubt.
有人就问魔鬼，这个工具看过去一点都不太利哈，不太能够伤人，为什么它的标价这么高呢？
Someone might ask Satan, this tool looks pretty weak. Why is it worth so much?
魔鬼就回答说，你不知道。
Satan will answer to him, "You don't know."
这是我用过最厉害的武器。
This is my most powerful tool.
常常不是嫉妒骄傲让我们离开神，乃是灰心。
It is often not pride or jealousy that leads us away from God, but it is doubt.
不要忽略世人最终的得胜。
The victorious, what causes him to be most victorious?
他的苦难其实还没有被挪走。
His hardships have not been taken away from him.
环境没有变。
The environment of the author has not changed.
他的心情变了。
His heart has changed.
我们在困苦当中仰望神。
When we are in hardships and we put our hope in God,
神不一定会把我们的苦难拿走的。
God won't necessarily take our hardships away.
但是神会加增我们的信心。
But God will strengthen our faith.
今天在世界上我们看见这种状况。
Today on earth we see this scenario.
我们看见非信徒有英年早逝的。
We see that non-Christians often face not that many hardships.
There are non-Christians who die early.
Non-Christians who pass away earlier.
基督徒也有痛失英才的。
And Christians also face youth who die or children who pass away.
不幸的人有发生车祸的。
Non-Christians who experience car crashes or traffic incidents.
信主的人也有遇上空难的。
And Christians also face these such troubles.
外邦人有患上绝症的。
Non-Christians face difficulties.
Deadly disease.
Yeah.
主内的肢体也有病入膏肓的。
So Christians also face diseases and different physical health problems.
坏人有名落孙山的。
The non-Christians face loss or
the bad guys may not have good result. 好人也有榜上无名的。The good person also fail as well.
Yeah, so bad people fail, good people also fail.
总之来说，就是不敬拜神的人，有人一生坎坷。
So people who do not praise God, they also face a lot of failures in their lives.
敬拜神的人也有落魄潦倒的。
People who worship God also face all types of failures.
如果非基督徒一出门就被车撞。
If a non-Christian goes out and is hit by a car,
基督徒出门就平平安安。
But a Christian who goes out and is safe.
做生意的人啊，这个非基督徒做生意就亏掉老本。
If Christians who do business is not making profit.
Non-Christian, yes.
Yeah.
Losing business.
Losing business.
基督徒经商就发达。
But a Christian's business is just flourishing.
非基督徒的儿女考不上大学。
A non-Christian's child cannot get into university.
基督徒的儿女全都考上最好的大学。
A Christian's child is able to go to the best universities.
非基督徒的屋漏偏逢连夜雨。
A non-Christian is
okay. Sorry, no, I mean, it's non-Christian have so many disasters one after another.
Yeah. Non-Christian is facing a lot of disasters in their life.
基督徒就是好消息接二连三。
But a Christian is getting good news by after good news.
你想世界如果是这样运作的话
，If the world works like this,
有谁敢不来相信耶稣呢？
Who wouldn't believe in God?
神如果用这种外来的压力强迫人来信他。
God uses these external pressures, doesn't use these external pressures for us to believe in Him.
这样的信心有什么价值呢？
What is the worth of this faith?
圣经中的福音不是纯粹平安的福音。
The gospel of the Bible isn't one that is all peaceful.
乃是在苦难中有平安的福音。
But it is through hardships that we have peace.
所以基督徒面对苦难不稀奇。
So throughout hardships, a Christian does not give up.
稀奇是得胜苦难的信心。
But is to be victorious throughout hardships.
经过苦难磨练出来的信心会比钻石更亮丽。
The faith that is through hardships is much stronger.
就好像这个林宝昌姐妹的见证。
It is just like Sister Lin Baochang's testimony.
她现在已经癌症过世了。
She's already passed away from cancer now.
我认识她。
I knew her.
她儿女提到她在癌症当中的见证都是非常的安慰的。
I knew her children. Her children said that she was greatly
Her weakness was great during her sickness.
Her weakness was great during her sickness.
她说我深深的明白。
She said, I deeply understand.
神让我落在这场病痛中。
God wants me to be in this sickness.
无非要试验我。
Is to test me.
坚定我。
Is to make me stronger.
让我借此见证神，荣耀神。
So that I can testify God and I can glorify Him.
我是不会与魔鬼妥协的。
I won't be taken by Satan.
圣经说，那杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他。
In the Bible it says, those who can kill the flesh but not kill the spirit, I do not need to be afraid.
我要与魔鬼战斗到底。
I want to battle with Satan till the end.
癌症绝对不能把我与神隔绝。
Cancer cannot separate me from God.
一位姐妹问我埋怨神吗？
Sister asked me, do I blame God?
不，我并不埋怨神没有医治我。
No, I don't blame God for not healing me.
若这是他的许可，我已经预备迎接他了。
If this is God's will, then I am prepared to meet Him.
如今我等候神。
I will wait for God.
每日向他支取生活的力量。
I will get strength to live every day from Him.
活出他要我活出的生命。
To live the life that He wanted me to live.
我知道我从那里来。
I know that I am from there.
也知道我要往那里去。
I know that I'm going there.
心里也因着圣经的应许感到无比的踏实。
And I feel peace in my heart because of this.
天父为我的一生做了最好的安排。
God has given me the best plan for my life.
在他手中绝无差错。
In His heart there is no mistake.
我要为我的一生感谢赞美神。
I want to use my life to praise and thank God.
直到我安息在他的怀抱当中。
Until I am peaceful with Him.
没有看到一颗比壮士更美丽的生命。
We can see such a beautiful life.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果环境让你受委屈了。
If the environment has caused you hardships.
让你受苦。
Has caused you pain,
让你受不了的时候,
and makes you feel like you can't take it anymore.
请你抓住这个得胜的秘诀。
Please hold on to this secret of victory.
仰望神。
Put your hope in God.
因他要用笑脸来帮助你。
That He will help you with His smile.
他乐意怀抱你度过这个难关。
He will gratefully hold you through your time of hardships.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主，我们来到你面前，我们感谢你。
Lord, as we come before you today, we thank you.
我们谢谢你的话语是何等的真实。
We thank you that your word is so real.
我们知道你在苦难中从来没有离开过我们。
We know that through our hardships, you have not left us.
虽然有的时候我们感觉不到你。
Although sometimes we do not feel you.
就是在这个时刻，你要训练我们的信心。
Through these times that you strengthen our faith.
你要我们用信心的眼睛来看你。
You want us to use eyes of faith to look at you.
你要我们仰望你。
We want to glorify you.
你要拥抱我们。带领我们度过这一切的困难。
You want to hold us and take us through these hardships.
你要塑造我们。
You train us.
你要把你最美的荣耀给我们。
You will give your most beautiful glory to us.
求你帮助我们。
Pray that you help us.
坚定地握住你的手。
To hold your hand firmly.
把我们一生交在你手中。
To give our lives to you.
我们祷告奉主名求。
We pray this in your name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.